So, I just want to be real and frank with you guys. The stuff I'm mumbling about, let's be honest, the reason why we are here is for the money. I'd break this down into a couple categories. I'd break it down to, well, let me give you the backstory, right? And the backstory will basically fill in all the answers. Sorry, I'm at my storage unit again. They built this tiny ass door. I'm trying to fit like 50 things through it. Oh god, it's a mess. Whatever, got it. So let me give you the backstory. So basically, I wanted to talk to you about how much money there is to make a month. And it all depends what skills you're using and the amount of attention and effort you put in. I think that's where it comes down to, boils down to two spots. So if, let's just put it in three categories. Effort, first one. If you're putting in 1 to 5 hours, that's level one. 5 to 10 hours, level two. 10 to 20 hours, that's level three. And that's just for shits and giggles. Level four, 30 hours, you know, 20 to 30 hours. I just want to let you know I'm on level four. I don't expect that from you guys. I really don't. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I got so comfortable with it that I started off with level one, two, three, four. It gets to a point where you, well, for me, I'm happy doing it. Like, I find happiness in this. So that's step one. It all depends on how much effort you can put in. You can put in, you know, you can use my skills, my channel of how to make money, do all that. But if you're not putting the effort, it's all garbage. I'm level four, right? And the backstory to it is how I started this, right? It all started with one of my pops. He used to do this. First guy. Didn't even know about it for the first couple of years he's doing it. I was in high school or middle school probably, and you know, I just kept seeing shit in the garage and I didn't know where it came from, didn't really care, I had too much occupied. High school, started to get curious about it, started to help him out. This is where he started. And he continued until I jumped in. Was at the flea market. I think he was at a level four as well. Put it maybe level three, because every night after work he would go to the garage, fix stuff, you know, just make stuff, you know, useful. If he needs to throw it away, if he needs to fix it. And you know, let's say he put in 2 hours every night, you know, that's 10 hours a week. The other part comes from the flea market. He used to go Saturday, Sunday to the flea market, 8 hours a day, sweating, hot. You don't understand, like, flea markets is where I built my character. I was doing that with him a year and a half, 2 years. When I say hot, like, you don't understand, but it was the best moments of my life. I'll be honest. Nothing is better than waking up early in the morning with your father just to load up the car, go make some money. It was hot. It was sticky. I loved every second of it. The hustle, the grind, that's where I get it from my dad. I couldn't be more thankful to have him as a father. Moving forward, the flea market is three levels. The flea market is level one. If you are doing this and you're selling this stuff at the flea market, that's level one. You have two other levels. You have two other more successful ways to make money. I learned all my stuff at the flea market. I learned how much to price items. Best of all, I learned how to be thankful. When I sell stuff now, when I sell a vacuum for $12, I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm singing. $12, you know, what's $12? Not much, but when you worked at the flea market and you can, you know, you're trying to scrap cash, like you are like anything, like vacuums $8-$6, like you're just trying to scrap for anything. You get thankful when you figure out this new method, and that would build my hunger right there. When you see your father like killing and slaving away, and you have a business mind, oh, your mind just activates. It's not my mentality was like, oh, I gotta figure out a way to get him out of the flea market. No, it was just like, it's just, I don't know, it was just like a weird click. So level two, you're selling it on Craigslist, you know, yard sales. You're doing it a little bit better, but it's not there. You're, you know, selling it on Letgo, OfferUp, not Facebook, because that's still too advanced right now. You're just selling it, you know, whatever. And that's a lot better than flea market. Attest to that, like, a lot more opportunity to make money, a lot more money, a lot more customers. Level three is where I'm at. You're selling on OfferUp, Letgo, but most importantly, Facebook groups. You're being personal with customers. You are offering answers, questions, value. You most importantly are offering delivery. You are basically a store, okay? You are a store, and you are the best store. You are winning, basically. Level three. I didn't have anyone to guide me. That's how I built myself up. Level one, level two, level three. Effort wise, you know, you start off with a couple hours after work, after school, and then you build yourself up. You just get a stamina. Now, moving two steps, you know, backwards, let's talk about the cash. If you are putting in 20 hours a week, that includes finding stuff, delivering stuff, a week, 4 hours a day. Think about your off days. You can literally work 8 hours on your off days. And you're doing level four or level three status, as in Facebook, commenting, Facebook, OfferUp, Letgo. Like, you're just killing it. You're providing customers with, you know, interpersonal things. Like, you're caring for them. Easily over $2,000 a month. When I say easily, as in it was a shit week. It was a horrible week. Like, it was bad. Average, 3,000. Really, really good week, 4,000. Now, let's put in all that effort, right? Let's put in 30 hours a week, but you worked at the flea market. A week, $500, guaranteed. You'd be happy if you made $500 in those 2 days. There's a big difference. There's a big, big difference. You win with that device you're listening to right now, your phone. You win. It was a good day when I told my dad, hey, we're not going to the flea market anymore because I now have this device and I just don't have enough, like, you know, things for you to go to the flea market. You're not making enough money. Like, I just can't let you go over there. How about after work, you go in the garage, fix some stuff for an hour, just send it to me, and I'll take care of the rest. It was a good day when that happened. Took a lot of shit eating, you know, just ate so much shit that, like, I was full. But it was a good day. That's where I am right now. So, put in the work. It's new stuff, so you'll be excited at first. Let that motivate you. Be aware. Think about what you're doing right now. You're literally picking up people's trash. But you're making money off of it. Just be thankful. It's a winning formula. So, rather than me giving you, you know, just like level one, level two without a backstory, it just doesn't make sense. But that's how I like began and how I am right now. Just focus and like work hard. That's all it is. You can win this game if you want to. All right, guys, let's make that money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.